Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today, we're shining a spotlight on Sucker Punch Productions, a studio with a remarkable legacy in the gaming world. You might recognize them from beloved franchises like Infamous and Sly Cooper, where their knack for storytelling and innovative gameplay really took center stage. Their latest entry, Ghost of Yote, is being celebrated as a visual and narrative triumph, blending breathtaking aesthetics with engaging open-world design. This game has not only pushed technical boundaries, but also highlights how Sucker Punch continually refines the art of immersive storytelling. One of the most intriguing recent additions is the Watanabe mode, inspired by anime legend Shinichiro Watanabe, giving fans a stylish, cinematic edge to their experience. It's a testament to Sucker Punch's willingness to experiment artistically, keeping their catalog fresh and relevant amid evolving player tastes. Their commitment to innovation and responsiveness has helped them maintain a celebrated place, not just in fans' hearts, but also within the larger tapestry of game development. As Sucker Punch enjoys this well-earned recognition, we also see the broader industry undergoing dramatic change, with challenges and breakthroughs shaping what's ahead. One headline grabbing attention is the ongoing legal drama between Nintendo and a Reddit moderator. Nintendo has filed a lawsuit seeking almost $4.5 million over copyright infringement tied to sharing Nintendo Switch game content through Reddit. This case perfectly illustrates the modern tension between content sharing, community enthusiasm, and strict control of intellectual property rights. Legal battles like this keep reminding us that as digital connectivity grows, so too does the complexity of ownership and fair use in gaming. On the technology front, there's increasing urgency around security, especially following vulnerabilities discovered in the widely used Unity game engine. These vulnerabilities have prompted many developers to double down on safeguarding user data, leading some, like Obsidian Entertainment, to temporarily pull games from digital storefronts while solutions are implemented. It's a vivid reminder that alongside entertainment value, player safety and trust are now cornerstones of successful game publishing. But challenges haven't slowed the industry's creative pulse. 2023 is booming with standout releases highlighting originality, quality, and community engagement in fresh ways. The much-anticipated Hades 2 continues to capture attention through its bold expansion of roguelike formula, dazzling both critics and fans. Meanwhile, Donkey Kong Bonanza has leaned into imaginative level design and character-driven fun. Grand Theft Auto 6 stands out as a community phenomena, with the fanbase generating extensive collaborative projects, content mods, and discussions that elevate engagement well beyond the core game. Electronic Arts Skate, that skate with a period at the end, has kicked off Season 1, rolling out new events and interactive features that encourage sustained play and social competition. Subscription models are becoming a hot topic, especially as games like Aeon 2 experiment with tiered models meant to strike a balance between broad accessibility and studio profitability. These evolving monetization strategies are clearly shaping how players access games and what they come to expect in terms of ongoing content and community perks. Yet, corporate strategies are not without controversy, especially in the wake of Microsoft's major buyout of Activision Blizzard. This acquisition has triggered layoffs and price increases for the Game Pass subscription, drawing criticism from the Federal Trade Commission over concerns about competition and fair access. Gamers are rightfully concerned about the potential ramifications such consolidations have on the diversity and independence of the industry. In a sharp contrast, Riot Games has recently responded to community feedback by overhauling the Harbor Agent in Valorant, demonstrating how dynamic player-studio relationships can shape live game experiences. Adjustments like these, prompted by vocal fans, reinforce how vital responsiveness and transparency in maintaining engaged and loyal communities. On the other side of that coin, the MMORPG Brighter Shores, helmed by Andrew Gower, has encountered difficulties with long-term player retention. After debuting with an excited surge of 20,000 concurrent players, the population has dwindled to about 250 over the course of a year. This steep drop-off ignited conversations around the need for a substantial overhaul, be it in gameplay depth, fresh content, or community events, if Brighter Shores is to regain its lost momentum. By comparison, Old School RuneScape has maintained a devoted and thriving player base for years. Its secret? A blend of nostalgic appeal, complex skill systems, and ever-evolving content drops that keep players engaged. This contrast highlights an important industry truth. It's not just about novelty, but about sustaining depth and variety over time. As we look at what's new and what's delayed, one significant development is the status of Kingmakers by Redemption Road. Despite strong interest and a devoted following pre-launch, the game's release has been delayed indefinitely as quality assurance takes priority. While no firm date is set, the developers have promised more details in an upcoming live stream, sparking all kinds of speculation and hope that the wait will ultimately yield a polished, unforgettable experience. Most analysts now expect the wait could extend to late 2026 or beyond, though anticipation remains sky-high among fans. For longtime fans of Metroidvania, there's more good news. Scourge: Hive, last seen in 2006, is priced for a revival on the Nintendo Switch. The new version promises modernized features like save states and rewind, bundled at $14.99 with a release date set for October 10th, 2025. It's an exciting opportunity for both veterans and newcomers to try one of the more interesting action-adventure games from the past two decades. WWE 2K25 keeps up the momentum in sports gaming, with a suite of downloadable content focused on John Cena's farewell tour, echoing real-world wrestling milestones and offering fans a nostalgia trip alongside new gameplay hooks. Sports titles are increasingly showcasing these types of content updates to drive engagement and to anchor in-game events to what's happening in real life. Meanwhile, UFL's latest update brings a major collaboration with Adidas, introducing the Mundial Team Pass. Players can now take on unique challenges featuring the legendary Franz Beckenbauer, adding another layer of progression and reward for fans itching to climb leaderboards and collect special in-game gear. However, it's not all smooth sailing on the community front. The Pokémon TCG Pocket has recently faced significant backlash after unveiling monetization systems that many players perceive as exploitative or overly aggressive. Fans voice concern that such strategies undermine the fun and accessibility that have long defined Pokémon's card game legacy. The response from developers remains cautiously positive, with hints at possible reevaluation, though players continue to call for more substantial changes. This ongoing tension between profitability and user-friendly design is likely to continue as studios refine their approaches to in-game commerce. Stepping back, it's clear that Sucker Punch Productions isn't the only studio making waves, but their artistry in Ghost of Yoti does serve as a beacon of what's possible when narrative flair meets gameplay innovation. As the landscape evolves, we see that legal questions, security demands, and shifting monetization all shape the way we play. The rise of robust subscription models, indie dynamism, and the direct feedback loops between players and studios point toward a future of richer stories and more interactive entertainment. Emerging technologies, committed communities, and an endless appetite for creativity make this era exciting for developers and fans alike. One where every major launch and community debate reveals new opportunities. For now, we can say that the checkpoint is cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.